Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria Secret. Davina, happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas. I actually can't believe we are 4 days out from Christmas now.
It doesn't feel for Christmassy. Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
Nothing feels more showbiz than pretending today is actually Thursday when we're recording on Tuesday. We're 4 days away from Christmas.
I'm like, what day is it? What time is it? And where the hell am I? And can I get a taxi?
Have you got a Christmas tree up? I know if you do, you probably didn't put it up, but is there one up at the moment?
There's one that locates, I think my family try and get like a festive moments going. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't give a shit if there's a Christmas tree up. It's like, yeah. I'm just so not interested now. And I'm just not a Christmas person at all.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make a difference to me if there's like Christmas, I think, to other people means meeting up with people and seeing everybody. Christmas means the opposite. I want to avoid people. I want to hibernate for a week. That's my time to like decompress and go away. Like, I spend 52 weeks of the year with people, around people, listening to people, hearing people shite on in my fucking ear. I want away from people. That's my Christmas wish. Yeah. That's my Christmas wish, is like some quiet time.
Yeah.
I need that. Yeah. Because especially this week, I feel like I'm spent. As the old saying goes, I am spent.
Christmas is a blessing for you though this year, because the way you work, like, it's falling on a time that you can't work Saturday.
And you know, it's so funny, every year I go straight to the calendar for December to see what way things are. I swear to, it's so ridiculous. I go, where are we going to be next year? Where are we going to be? And I scroll and I'm like, oh thank God, it's Christmas Day. It's on my show day. I get an extra day off.
Fucking absolutely. And you need it. Like, I think December's been really hard. Okay, so what are you hoping to do this Christmas? Because like,
nothing. I'm literally going to just, I will like, I already went and started getting my bits in. So I've started already like squirreling like my goodies. So like, I love a cheese board.
Oh yes. Okay. So when you said bits, I was like, oh, she's done her Christmas shopping.
No.
You food. Mean, what is, you said that with some determination. So food, okay. Things that I need are, I fucking love a Pringle. I need a Pringle on Christmas Day. I need all the fucking types of chocolates, cheese.
I will set the table with a table of cheese just for me. Like, I swear to God, I will, Christmas Eve, I will spread out like a full 4-seater table to accommodate me. I will have all kinds, and I've already started stocking up on the cheese. You know what I love? That the cheese lasts for ages.
Yeah.
So it's like, so once you open it, like, I was looking at all the dates on them last night to make sure I still have them. So they're all like, some of them don't go off to like February, March. I was like, oh thank God. I was like, because I am going to lavish myself like the cheesy queen.
You do such a specific, when you see like a plate that is very appealing,
yeah.
Like, I don't even know if you're aware of this, but your fingers clump together in almost like a claw like movement.
Because I can imagine myself like nibbling them.
Yeah, but you also take small bites. You do take small bites, which, you know, might surprise some of our listeners, yeah. That, you know, she's just, you know,
I have little, a very shallow swallow.
Little tastes. So you actually literally are the person, I know that people laugh going, Yeah. But you're like a little mouse.
Oh, I know. I love. I love nibbles.
Oh, I love dips.
Like, I could live on nibbles and like hold the main course, hold the desserts. If somebody just has like a tray of nibbles,
yeah,
I will live off those nibbles. I will go from tray to tray. And if people start clocking me at one table, I'll move to the next table of nibbles.
But also, you are like, I think everyone eats differently. You will clear a section that you really enjoy first before moving on to the next section. So if there's like, say, you don't like chicken goujons really, but like if you were into the goujons, you would go hell for the goujons until they were gone. Because God forbid.
I love how Victoria dissects how I eat.
Deflection.
But you know what's so funny? I think sometimes I think that says a lot about how you live your life. Because I'm very like compartmentalized. So me it's too. Like I'll do this first, then I'll do this. Yeah. I don't like mixing the food, mixing it all up. No thanks. I like to have the flavors, and I decide when they're mixed.
I am ready for it to rain on me. Brussels sprouts, I need Brussels sprouts, a whole full plate of them.
Oh, like I was actually hoping. So my brother,
I just licked my lips.
My brother and his wife, they invited us for dinner last year, and
oh yeah, she's the one that's the terrible cook.
She doesn't cook. My brother does.
I'm just kidding. I didn't know that.
She doesn't cook. My brother does all the cooking. And
is he good?
He is good. Yeah. Mm. And my mom's okay as well. And then like they were like we went to them last year for Christmas. Like, you know, I'm always just going, I just want to go because I'm tired. And like I just
I want to be in my own house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now they're all going to go to my mom's. So I'm like, oh my God. So then I said, oh my God, will I? So I said, so guys, I'm going to do Christmas dinner this year. And I said, and I've actually just turned recently vegetarian. So I'm going to be doing either trout or pike. So I said, what would you prefer? Because I have to put the order in the fishmongers today. And I know, my brother's wife hates it. She's so like, carbo cause she likes turkey and ham and a potato, like she's real basic. When and so she was like sweating, she's like is he serious. I was like, deadly serious.
Well, I'm not gendering you like that as
and
well.
I was like, yeah, so we're gonna do roast trout or maybe some pike with some lentils. Official lesbian Christmas dinner. So
I'd say that made you smile for the day.
Yeah, because I was like going, oh God, I hope they just don't go. So it's like I have to be quiet. But then I had to like the jig was up.
Well, last year my sister ruined Christmas because the turkey was pink.
Oh gosh.
And like I ate around the pink bits, like, you know, just because like you put a lot of effort to cook a Christmas dinner, and I'm no good cook either. But my mom, I've never seen it. Like, she just couldn't hide it. Mm. She just couldn't hide it. She was like, oh no turkey for me, thank you. There was bits of the turkey that are fine. Do you mean she wasn't gonna die? She wouldn't have to be like, it's made okay.
I remember years ago, I think it was like, I was having real depressed Christmas. It was my first year, I think, when I really turned on Christmas.
Because
I had a really shit year. And I was like, I fucking hate everyone. Don't want to see anyone. And everyone was trying. And I was like, no, I'm just emotionally not there. And I remember I went to like the local Spar, like on a fucking, on Christmas Eve. And I bought every bit of shit. I had like fucking pot noodles and fucking like every kind of fast trashy food you could find, fucking crisps and fucking Haribos. And I was like, this is my Christmas dinner. I'm having this for me. I deserve this. I'm going to hold myself in my apartment. And I was like, and then I like woke up at like 4 o'clock in the day. And then I started getting the guilt because I was like, because they were all wanted me to be there.
Yeah, of course.
So then I was like, literally just show up my face. But I think there was a shot fired. There was a message sent.
A line in the sand. I was kind of hoping that you'd say, I went to my local spa where I was visited by three ghosts. One of the past, one of the present, and one of the future.
I was
Scrooge
definitely.
Divine.
I was more hating on it before. Now I just don't care. I'm just like, I don't even think of it as a bad.
You love a party. So I think that is still existing.
Like, well, my life is a party.
Are you going to drink on Christmas Day?
No, I don't drink at Christmas.
Oh, I'll have a little glass of wine. Not even a glass of Kylie. Really get your head blown off.
Drop a Kylie will never touch my lips again. Oh, I tell you this now. I've drawn a line in the sand with Kylie Minogue.
Is Kylie Minogue's wine the rotter of the year?
It gives me PTSD. I literally saw she was doing some, she has like new Kylie sparkling rosé or something. She's doing like some blanche.
I think Avril had it and she said it was nice. Avril will be listening, and Davina's exact reaction was, you'd basically drink piss as well.
No, I was going to say turps. When she's having when she's getting ready in the garage, a little glass of turps, she's washing her bushes in Kylie wine.
Unfortunately, Avril's husband is not listening to this because he can't stand my voice.
Merry Christmas, Sean.
Happy Christmas, Sean.
I don't think I could. When I saw her launch that, I said, the fucking cheek. Yeah. I was like, she gave me hangovers from hell.
And I mean, like, you know what? I bet you she doesn't even fucking drink.
Yeah, like imagine her. I'd say she has like proper wine measures. You know, like she has one of those silver things where she pours
just
like
a thimble for me.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm little Carly.
She's holding up a shot glass, pretend it's a wine glass. You're like, fuck off, bitch.
Meanwhile, it's somewhere in Dublin City Centre to be this with a pint glass of Carly wine. Going,
falling into a bathtub.
Another lockdown. Oh, okay, go on.
Yeah, no, that's not for me. So no, I won't have a drink at home. I don't really like drinking at Christmas. I was invited over to my friends on Christmas night, and I'm debating to go because I'm out, as I said, like all year round, and it kind of annoys me.
Yeah.
People are like, ah, it's Christmas. And I'm like, hang on a second, bitches.
Today.
Where the fuck were you for the rest of the fucking year?
Yeah.
I never fucking see you from fucking when is the year to the next. And now you want to be best friends? Fuck this. Father Christmas right off.
Yeah.
Like, no, it drives me nuts. That's what annoys me about Christmas, because it's so disingenuous. If you're going to give someone time, are we going to give them the gift of your time? Uh-huh. Give it to them all year round.
Fourth point.
Do you know what? How about the 19th of February? Give them a call and say, hi, you free? Maybe what, the 26th of March? Give them a call. Maybe on the 5th of June.
Hold on,
you
girl. Hold on. Slow down. I'm writing these dates.
Like, baby Jesus died, or was it born? Whatever. Fucking who cares? It's a pagan holiday, whatever.
Call Davina on the 19th of February and tell her to
5th
go.
Of June.
Tell her to go fuck herself.
That's the usual.
Okay. Well, obviously, this is our last episode of, honestly, I think our longest season ever. We obviously really loved podcasting in 2022.
Yes,
so
we loved it.
I think this is episode 17. I don't think we've ever done more than 8 or 10 in a season. So we've been taking a break after this, which will be, I'm really ready for a little break.
I'd love to go
from
to
everything.
One of those. Have you seen those sensory things? Have you seen them?
Wait, hold on. Because we spoke about doing these. Let's do it. Well, actually, in our Patreon episode, we're going to do our New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions that fucking rot us as well.
I have some.
That's
good.
A good one. That's our episode.
Divina,
there we go.
D in 2023, you won't be ready for.
Well, I remember we've talked about this before, but we always laugh saying our old friend April, she's so old, was always the new April when
the
it came
me.
To a new year. The new is the new me. Same fucking her every year.
Same fucking
horrid her. Anyway, this Thursday, which is aka today, because we're in showbiz land, it's your final. You're gonna make someone really, really averagely rich.
Averagely well, it depends. Rich if depends if you're from a third world country, you'd be very rich.
Oh, well, I meant with your love.
Oh yes, love
and appreciation.
Well, you know, an appreciation of the art of drag. Yes, our final of the Divine Apprentice this Thursday, and it's
you've amazing judges lined up. Like
amazing.
Like honestly, like that would make me want to go.
We've blown the budget. We have
it's written in your notes. It's written in your notes. I think you wrote it on your hand.
We have actually, you're going to do it.
Oh my god! Wow.
Who else is? Oh, Chantal Perez,
previous winner.
And I think actually that's it. I'm going to keep it quite simple because I want to just focus on the show. And there is in the final, there's Vicky Valtz, there is Nikki Stones, and there is Nokia.
Oh, Nokia. Okay.
And yeah.
Is that the final four that you thought you'd see?
There's three. There was only three.
Oh, I thought you said four.
There was four. Dylan Jordan left the competition last week. Yeah, it was really good, and there was some fireworks last week. Mm-hmm. A little bit of drama for those people that were there. I won't really go too much into it, but there was a little bit of drama.
Actually,
it'll all be revealed tonight.
We need more drama in our lives, because the amount of new people that signed up to our Patreon last week just to hear what happened with someone not showing up to our Christmas event. Girl, I swear to God, I was like, these nose bitches, love them. Welcome if you did join. Okay, so it's this Thursday, it's later on today, and someone's going to walk away with a grand.
Yeah.
And more than that, we're going to get pissed. You're doing numbers.
Yeah.
I'm doing a number. So get your ass out. It's kind of the last Christmas sesh.
It is. Well, it is definitely for me.
Yeah.
I love, there's nothing more than waking up after that last gig and just going, I'm done. I'm done for like a couple of days. So nice.
It's almost like someone on Moore Street is going, last of the Christmas drag.
When do you think people go home for Christmas?
Honestly, I would say Friday.
Would you?
I don't think people will be going wild on Friday here.
Okay.
Like, I think that's it. And then they might be back out for Stephen's Day. And yeah, I did 24 hours in drag.
Oh my God. Which, that's like 24 hours of police custody.
It was like doing a telethon.
I can't believe you did that.
So I arrived home after seeing, I went to see Emma Bunton. Tell you about this.
Baby Bunton.
Okay, so I saw Baby Bunton literally 4 days after we saw Sporty Spice, Melanie C. I actually think they're probably the two nicest Spice Girls. Do you know what I mean? They come across as real. Her show looked like we had a bigger budget for Christmas in the Courtyard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it a bit of a cash grab?
It looked like she went to Argos and said, I'll take two of your finest Christmas trees. Is there a baby discount on that, please?
See, didn't she do the Christmas show a couple of years ago?
And, in the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah, and that, I think that was a bit of a big deal. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think this was a bit last minute kind of put together. Because the one in the Albert Hall actually did look quite good.
Yeah, like she had six dancers. They knew their routines. She was doing minimal dancing. And we know she can dance because she was on Strictly and did really well. She didn't sing Cricket Sing for Anna Maria, which I was a bit good about, because there's something about the melody of that where she's like, I know you're about
that. Oh no.
However, she did some of the bangers from her back catalogue, like What Took You So Long.
Yeah.
What's that one? I'm Not Afraid of Too Many Things.
Tintin Out.
Kind of forgot all those songs. And
was there many Christmas songs?
Too many Christmas songs.
Really?
I like a bit of Christmas, but I think 20% of Christmas is plenty for me.
Yeah, it's like, I think that should be just like the guise of it, but it should be really not about Christmas.
No, not at all. Like, she wasn't up there doing Bob the Builder or anything like that, but she was doing like, you know, Santa Baby, but I think she's got a Christmas album.
Oh, really?
So I think she was hawking that out.
Oh, God.
And she was selling Baby Bunton Christmas hats. They were like a baby pink.
Were they really?
Yes. Yes.
What were they like?
Shouldn't sell out though, because I, hands up, bought the cheapest tickets that there were. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Cheapest tickets are £40. I was right at the back, but that whole back section was closed and we were moved down a section below and the view was fucking great.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And I know someone, actually, he listens to this podcast, Richard from Manchester, who, He got front row for £50 on some bargain site.
Oh, well. But like, yeah.
She was lovely though, and she talked to the crowd. Like, she nailed the Spice Girls songs on her own. And then Will Young was the special guest.
Yes. Oh, now, come here. Well, you text me this, and you told me this when you were there. But then I saw a video after. He looks kind of rough, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I used to think he was kind of hot back in the day.
Oh, I really fancied him. Were you Gareth Gates or were you Will Young? Me too.
Eyes like a sunrise.
Do you remember that? Did you still fancy him when he came out?
No.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
No, I know, I did. But he had that, it was that era, that look around like 2003. He was very that look.
Yeah.
So super styled of like that era. That's what around when I was working in like French Connection. Everyone was wearing those bootcut jeans and stripy shirts. And it was that look.
Yeah.
A real, like almost lesbian haircuts. That was the look. But
yeah, if you didn't look like, what was her name, Alex
Parks from Fame Academy,
you were doing it wrong. Like, shout out to Paul Ryder.
Yeah.
Literally.
Iconic, like, you know, trend setting lesbian right there.
Had the hair and the whole lot. Anyway,
you know, he loves Scream, the movies. That haircut was like Scream, wasn't it?
You're after triggering Simon Cowell's face in my mind, talking about all that like pop idol stuff. I've seen his face.
I have seen his face.
What you make of it?
I actually said, no, you're actually, I just remembered that on Sunday at brunch, I just said Alexis is like the Simon Cowell of drag, because she was getting our karaoke singers in, and I said she's like the Simon Cowell of drag, same fucked up face.
He's like a melted candle.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? Because he actually was like, no, I never thought he was like, you know, but he was kind of handsy, kind of like back in the day. I think it was more his attitude was kind of a bit, because you just knew he had money, didn't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
I never fancied him, whatever, but you kind of see there was something there, but now you're like.
You said that like you've been accused of fancying something. I never fancied him.
But now it's like wild. But you know, I probably still would if the bank account was still talking. But you know, I have to say, what Christmas has really made me miss is, I've actually this year particularly really missed like the X Factor your vibe. I don't know why this year in particular, like I would have loved
shit for so long though.
So shit for so long. And I was like, oh, I was literally watching some old clips and I was like, you know, there's that era was so good.
When so they, good.
And like millions of people going to watch. Mm. And
I think it's time to start doing All Stars of X Factor. Bring back the people we all loved. Don't do any of the fucking
boot
camps.
Well, they were going to do that.
Why hasn't that happened?
Because a lot of people wouldn't commit to it. And I think
money, they wouldn't fucking pay them. That's why.
Well, I'd say as well, there was a lot of that scandal about the...
how they were treated.
Yeah, they were treated, yeah. So I think a lot of people were very dubious about coming back into it. And there was a lot of scandal, I think, that people didn't hear, which is kind of amazing. I'm like, tell me that.
I want that. For some reason as well, I have to get this off my head. Talking about Simon Cowell just made me think, God, I bet he has a really hairy bush.
Oh, God, yeah, I'd say so.
Do you mean
yeah.
rich and just couldn't be arsed and just like...
like a Christmas forest.
Yeah, like you'd have to go scavenging to find it, like,
come out for everyone. Yeah, actually, speaking of X Factor and all the madness, have you seen... I'm kind of curious about what's been going on with Britney Spears. Have you seen that Perez Hilton is... They're alluding to something's going on.
Yeah.
And nobody's saying what it is. And people are saying, I'm so glad nobody's saying because it's an industry secret and da-da-da. What is going on?
I don't know.
What is going on? I need to know what is going on because there's something that we're not privy to that they all know. Mm-hmm. And they're taunting me.
Yeah.
Over,
like, I'm over us talking about Britney in a way, but also like I hope she's okay. But people are seem to be going like, this is old footage, green screen, like, and then somebody on TikTok had like her glasses. You could see a reflection of a green screen.
That's just crazy. Like I'm not. It's
very intense.
It's exhausting, but also there is something going on though. There's something not right. There's like is it like that she has some kind of disorder? Is there something that we don't know? Like multiple personalities or something? Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm dying to know.
Yeah. I mean, what is undeniable is that family have fucked her in different ways that she is going to take for ever to
She'll
recover
probably never
from.
Be the same again.
Do you know what I mean? And that's really sad. Like I love Britney. Like, we all wanted to be Britney.
Yeah.
Like, you literally
Not
went...
Not now. Not now.
You literally rented a snake that shat all over you.
I did, yeah.
Because we were so obsessed with fucking Britney. So I hope she's okay. But also, the constant
that's too
theories
much.
Are very intense. And that can't be nice if she's reading them as well.
But like, I don't think she is, to be honest.
There is a little update, by the way, from our story on our last episode of Extra Little Things. One of our listeners sent an update in relation to our Christmas event and that kind of little moment that is only over on our Patreon. I actually posted the screenshot that was sent and it's over on our Patreon. You can go have a look at it right now.
Oh my God, juicy.
So I would, on that note, like to shout out some of our new patrons, if that's okay. Because as I said, we had loads of nosies. Oh. Loads of nosies joined us, and good, because there's tons of content over there. So if you're going to miss us while we're gone, you can get loads of content over on patreon.com/PettyLittleThingsPod. Shout out to Jason Harrington, who all I can tell is that Jason's in the UK because there's a sterling sign beside him.
And he's got a Union Jack flag in his arms and he's gone.
Gavin Dublin, Nola Bryan, Rebecca Appleby, Rob Lochnan, Jason Martin, Kieran Murphy.
Rob Lochnan?
Yeah. He doesn't live in Ireland anymore.
Does he not?
No. Rob's great crack, by the way. Also, if you ever saw Rob at a festival, Rob worked for all the booze brands.
Oh,
he'd come and sort you out. Like, like, even if it's Hennessy, free at a festival.
I would always meet
it.
Rob on a jog.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh. No, he was the one jogging. I was walking.
You were going to Spar to get your goods
in. I always met him at the same place at the same time. He's like, oh, geez, how are you? And he's like, how are you? I'm good.
Let's do a couple more. Amanda Spice, David Cummings, and Gareth Cunningham. Thanks for joining us. And I said, there's about 60 episodes of Extra Little Things. So if you're not, if you're going to really miss us, go and listen to them. There's video content over there. You'll have a ball. In fact, gift it to someone for next year.
That's a great idea. A petty little voucher.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, well, that's it. We're going to go and we're going to do our otters.
Yeah, it's time for our of the year. We'll be back after this. Petty Little Things brought to you by Baileys.
Victoria, I'm in full festive mode. I have the Christmas lights up. I've Baileys in the fridge. I am ready to go.
Oh, girl, I love a Baileys at Christmas. I always bring a bottle around the houses and I love to whip up a Baileys espresso martini after dinner. Unreal.
Well, I gotta say, Baileys is ideal over ice, in a coffee, or with a slice of cake.
Or just over a juicy petty catch up with friends.
Get the facts, visit drinkaware.ie. So we're back and we are festively cheery, ready to go with our runners of the year.
Oh my God, not the sound effects.
Right, so we are here with the runners of the year, and it has been a very rotitious year, hasn't it? Oh,
yes.
That is an official word, rotitious.
I mean, I feel that like this, because we didn't do anything for 2 years, and yeah. We were only just rotted by lockdowns for 2 years.
You know, absolutely, it was so pleasant not to see anything locked. Do you know who has actually escaped? Yeah. I'm just having a flick here. Do you know who has escaped?
Miho.
Miho.
Miho Martin is not Miho, in mine at all.
I just want to say an honorary mention. Miho will always be a fucking rotter. He's going to the fucking Hall of Fame because he is a grade A rotisha.
Yeah, not even a sexy son can save him from that.
No, your son will not save you now, Miho.
Yeah, he was like majorly on our rotters last year.
You know, sorry, can I just say while we're talking Miho, I retweeted this clip yesterday of Brendan Gleeson, the other actor, on The Late Late Show 17 years ago. And obviously he was upset because I think his parents were like in an old folks home or in a hospital. And he was raging. He was talking to Pat Kinney on The Late Late. And he was talking about, and it was 17
your
years
old
ago.
Flame, Pat Kinney.
Pat Kinney, yeah. Well, yeah, got to go back there early. And he was going mad saying that how things are so bad. And he said he was in the oncology ward in some hospital.
Oh God.
And he said there was a plaque on the wall for Miho Martin. And he was like, how fucking dare he? He was like, well, he's like, he should be ran out of this country. And that was 17 years ago. And that fucker has actually continued on. And like, these people need to go.
Yeah.
17 years. He has a plaque on a wall for in a hospital when the medical system is like 678 people on trolleys.
Yeah.
Like, insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Like, what is going on in this country? But yeah, just like, Micheál has been rotting people since 17 years. So he is Hall of Fame.
You're ensuring that he's still cemented in our
I want everyone to hear it here and hear it clear.
Okay. I've got three that I want to... No, let's just do two. One of them's kind of shit that I want to get off my chest. Firstly is... Runner of the Year, people that take their news from social media posts and believe it as facts.
And don't read the article.
Yeah.
They just take the headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that needs to stay in 2022. My next is, shout out to anyone that uses the airport, like, frequently. There's a gate called 335 in the airport. If you are told that you have to go to that gate and you're in Terminal 2, firstly, it's in Terminal 1. Secondly, it means you have to get a bus from the terminal to this other little shed that's outside the airport. So all of a sudden, half your time in the airport, when you could be getting a nice little sandwich.
Yeah, it's getting a bus.
It's getting a fucking bus. So
who's the real rotter there?
Gate 335.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is that just stick? I've been in gate 335 before.
Fucking annoys me. And I'm shoved onto this bus with like a baby pushed into one side. And then I can't take a seat because, you know, there's clearly old people. I'm not going to take a seat. And normally I'm trying to smuggle 6 bottles of duty-free vodka as well. So I can't put them in the ground in case they smash. Which, by the way, if you look to the right, there's 12 bottles of duty-free vodka over there here.
Her new name is Judy Free. She's my Judy.
I was coming back the other day. And I literally had 12 bottles on me. And I was like, oh my God, not me.
It actually looks like a wino lives here.
I know. I was like waiting for the Pink Panther music to start as I was like, do-do-do-do as a creep pass. Okay, there my two. Do you have any new rotters to
add? I do. Yeah, of course I do. I actually have 4.
Love. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so one is people who have conversations across the bus.
Oh, that's a really good one.
How are you, Maureen? Oh, grand, yeah. Have you been back to the gym? No, I haven't. Yeah, are you going to get the corporate rate next year in January? Yeah, am I? Where are you off to? I'm going to Ma's house. Yeah, I mean, sister's back from the UK. Yeah, she picked me nephew up from school. I love it. He's 8. He's delighted to see her. Yeah. Oh, come here. No, I'm down 2 stone after. Are you back with Dara in the personal training? Yeah, I'm going to. I don't like the spinning bikes up in there. I've heard all that oral conversation. These two fucking hags on the bus, literally, and you know, I mean across the whole bus.
Yeah.
Like, where are you off to? I was like, I see you now, Maureen. And I know she's getting off this fucking bus now. And so that just rotted me. Because like everyone's on the bus just going, okay, that's enough now. Like,
yeah.
And then you know what? They were clearly like not too close, so they kept looking at their phone. And then like the conversation, I was like, thank God. And then he's like, and come here, have you been up to the new Ashleaf and Crumlin?
Did you make up all of that story there?
That is all true. That is word for word what I just heard.
Is there a new Ashleaf and Crumlin?
I have no idea. I've never been to Crumlin.
Well, that's a fucking lie for us,
yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, so that's one.
They've great gyms up there.
Good chips?
Gyms. They've great gyms. Do they? Oh, yeah.
I've had a few like in like private gyms and like out back of people's houses and all.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you've done a few PT sessions.
I probably have. Let me see. People, I guess another one. People who smoke wearing gloves.
I've never seen that, but that would rot me
now. Just because I'm like, oh my God, imagine the smell of those gloves.
Yeah.
And
now,
like,
do you mean a disposable glove or?
No, like a winter glove. Like, so desperate for a ciggy.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like,
no.
Like puffing away on the winter hands. I just, yeah. Like, literally getting that last drag.
Oh, yeah.
Take off your gloves.
That's disgusting.
It's so weird, isn't it?
That's disgusting.
I just clocked someone doing it the other day and I was like, that is fucking weird. I was like, so I wrote that down. The other one is fine dining.
Just in general.
In general, I fucking detest fine dining.
Yeah.
I have no notions. I do not enjoy a foie gras, foie gras, foie gras. I don't care. Like, you're trying to sell me fucking, you know.
You brought the full witch cackle out there.
You're not a foie gras, foie gras, foie. Like,
why is it always foie gras, yeah, and it's
like,
by the way?
Served on a bed of foie gras, foie gras. I'm just like, who gives a shit? Like, literally, like, can I just have, or like, I said it in one of my other writers before, it was like, a ham and cheese toastie becomes like a focaccia bread designed with, like, it's ham and fucking cheese.
But also you do like Marks and Spencer's though.
It's not just, yeah, no, that's okay. But that's Marks and Spencer's, it's a supermarket. It's not fucking fine dining.
Yeah, I suppose they do Percy Pigs.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh my God, I'm actually going around here after that. I'm going to, I hope they're on until 9.
Oh, they will be Christmas week.
So that's fine dining, like overpriced shite, you leave going, I'm going to get a bag of chips on the way home.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Fill me up, buttercup. That's
yeah,
what I say.
Yeah.
My last one is...
Oh, by the way, sometimes the food's not even that fucking good.
It's never good.
I went somewhere recently. I don't know if I should say where it was. But like, it's right in the center of town. I'm going to do like hands.
Okay. Oh, yes, I know.
Do you know the place?
Yes.
Oh, no, why did I do that face while doing that? And it was like, I think it was, it's a set menu, by the way, yes, which I hate being forced to order three courses.
I quite like that place.
Well, it was like 70 or 80 euros for a three-course meal.
Oh, no.
Why is... And the main was turkey and fucking ham. And yeah, I was expecting...
But I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't class that as fine dining.
No, but the price was, though.
Yeah, the price they were paying. Then
oh, maybe it isn't.
It's not fine dining. No, fine dining, it would be like...
Also,
it
kind of smelled like a toilet.
Fine dining is where there's like a pea-sized bit of food on a huge plate. You're basically playing for the plate real estate. Just like... so like, that's it. So if you want your foie gras, foie, 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 next year, we'll sort it out. And the last one is... It's kind of gas. Is people who refer to themselves as twonks.
What's a twunk?
You know, like an old twink.
There is no old twink.
Or a twunk, twunk, or a twunk, or whatever. I'm like, I've seen it a lot lately, and I'm like, okay, referring to yourself as that?
Yeah.
Isn't cute.
No, and it's trying to hold on to like, yeah, I'm so young and cute. Like,
and you're young and cutesy no more. You are not young and cutesy. Yeah. You are not a twunk, and you're like clinging on to, I'm a twunk, or twunk, or whatever. You're a fucking plank as a jar.
Yeah. So like, you're more widow twanky.
Yeah, widow twanky, fucking queen of the pantos.
Mm.
So yeah, so people that like live in this, I'm an older twink.
I'm cutesy.
Yeah. Like, you know, your age is fucking dripping away from you, like a Marie Celeste into the open sea.
So cutesy.
See it later. No, so that's it. So that's all. That's four. Because I've been pretty good with my rollers in the last while, so
Okay. Well, I mean, I have so many. I think we should do them at like a decent pace. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go three at a time each.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for, but you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
First up, Joseph Ben, 1986, all the coming home videos. Couldn't agree more.
Oh, I know.
I don't want to see them. I don't even like, you know, the ones that return from military?
Oh, yeah, the military ones. But we don't really get them so much in Ireland, yeah. But in the States. But we've put them on the rotter list before.
They have.
Whereas, like, that surprise, mom, I'm back from Australia. Oh, Jesus, Johnny,
and she's always like putting the dishes away in the dishwasher or something.
Do you know what's gas? I've seen some of them where they're like, with the ma's like, not really thrilled to see them. She's like, fuck. She's like, they're back.
Next one is Stephen Boylan said bag of chips for her upset tummy.
Oh.
How controversial.
Oh, very good.
Save it for Patreon.
What a very controversial moment.
Next one is Christmas Markets, also by Joseph Ben. Yes. 1986. I'm going to put it out there. I don't think there's anything great to buy at a Christmas market.
Do you know what I loathe is tat. I loathe tat.
Yeah.
Tit and tat and brick and brack. No, thank you. No. I detest it. Anyone selling handmade goodies, I'm just like, no. Yeah. Like, unless they're fucking super glam fab bits, I don't want Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
I don't want knitted scarves. I don't want knitted hats. And I definitely do, like, the only thing I do like is like maybe a toffee apple.
Oh, you do like
that? That's
them.
Not a euphemism.
If you don't know what a toffee apple is, Google stick that. It into like Urban Dictionary, okay? And there's a hard D in dictionary. That's a little clue. It might not be a clean D, but it's definitely.
Ooh, I forgot about toffee apple.
Yeah, that a clean D, similar to Divine. Just so I get rid of this page. Also on this page we have monkeypox. And yeah. Jamie Black said David Beckham. And I think that's a really good one, to be honest.
It is.
I saw his
statement.
That's a lot of bullshit.
First off, he did not write that because he can barely speak, let alone...
Victoria, like, I would just like to announce...
But I have to say, I used to love David Beckham back in the day. Now, not so much. Mm-mm. Now, I actually think the pair of them are very... They're so... She's a common gore snipe, let's be real. And... She's kind of honed this, well, my design, my brand. She doesn't even speak like that. It's so fake. So I just think all of that, like, and we're more fool us for fucking buying into it over the years.
I never bought it. I never even bought that shite that he brought out in H&M.
No.
Those boxes were ugly.
No, so yeah.
Not
so
that I was buying boxes, but if I was. Yeah, so.
for Christmas gifts.
Okay, go on, hit me with some people that you got.
Okay, so there's a lot of people have sent in the same kind of rotters for the same people. So let me see. Oh, yeah, so let me see. Stephen Poxy Bear, someone wrote Stephen Bear.
Okay, so like, I don't really know a lot about this. I know that he's got like a dirty Twitter and an OnlyFans. Yeah. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he was on...
Loads of shite.
Yeah, reality. Yeah, I thought he was horrible in Big Brother. That's all I remember him from.
And like, used to go out with Charlotte Crosby. But I think like I think maybe not doing the nicest videos with a girlfriend or something.
Oh, no, revenge porn and basically...
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what it was, yeah. He basically like filmed himself having sex with her and then put it out on... He posted it on his OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Didn't ask for permission.
Yeah.
And basically did like revenge porn, but he's been in court.
Oh.
So he's been up in court and...
Good.
Yeah, so he's going to get his comeuppance.
Good.
Because that is... The lowest of the low.
Yeah, revenge porn or just honestly forwarding people's photos without their consent or filming people without their consent.
I think that's really bad.
Really bad.
I think
maybe we'll get onto that a little bit more later. Well,
that comes in all shapes and shapes and sizes.
Yes.
Let me see. Spilly Malloy says Putin and Prince Andrew. She couldn't have one. So Putin, like they are, I think they're all time rotters, to be
honest.
That's
so funny because I have someone that said, for me, it's easy. Putin and Beyonce absolutely rocked me. Why are these two people in the same sentence?
Well, Prince Andrew and Beyonce are very similar.
Okay.
They're both close to the Queen has.
I mean, they make sense to me. Why is Putin and Beyonce in the same one for me?
I think Beyonce is spelled Prince Andrew.
Oh, okay.
So Putin and Prince Andrew, they're all time
rotters. Yeah.
Let me see. Oh my god, this is now. I don't know, this is controversial. Nurse Sweeney says Dermot Kennedy.
Oh my God, I've got one of those too.
She said, really hate his music. So depressing. Have to change the channel. How do you feel about Dermot Kennedy?
Yeah, Dara J. Doyle. I don't know why, but Dermot Kennedy, he just fucking rots me. I don't know who he is.
I was watching this YouTube video of this blogger just like traveling around and was in Times Square, and I saw that Dermot Kennedy had a huge Times Square billboard.
Okay.
I was like, wow, that's like
he's Irish?
Yeah, he's from Dublin, I think. And people love him. I just like, I was not, it's not my kind of music, so I don't really get it. I don't really care either way. Mm-hmm. But it's, I feel like when I see something taken off like that, I'm like, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't feel like either way, but I'm just, if you love it, fair play. But I just, I don't know.
If you love it, fair play.
Yeah, I just like.
That's basically like, if you like that shit, then you enjoy that.
Yeah, it's like,
for you. Yeah, it's not for like, me. It's not,
yeah, I just wish I could see it.
Yeah.
Or feel it, more importantly.
Do you know, have you heard any of his songs?
I like that song, Better Days. I have a good remix of that song that I play sometimes when I'm DJing. But again.
Oh, is he that popular that he'd be played in The George? Like, this is not me being shady. I genuinely don't really listen to male artists.
He's got some, like his songs are all very slow and a bit moody. And there's a lot of Irish people that are that kind of genre. And I don't know, maybe we just like that kind of.
Sounds like Dolly.
I feel it's a very straight thing, though. I feel it's a very straight movement.
Slow and moody, Dolly.
Yeah. Although Stephen, who edits this, he loves Dermot Kennedy and David Cardiff. They love it as well. So, but you know them.
What does Stephen know? He's only a DJ. Do you know what I mean? You can't trust them. Stephen edits this podcast in case anyone's wondering. Okay, I'm going to fire a few out at you now. I got a lot of Leo Varadkar in different forms.
Yes.
So even though he's not being Taoiseach,
he is Taoiseach now.
Oh yeah, he is now. But this year he wasn't. And everyone, like, there was a few ones on the regular. Leo's lunchboxes came up time and time again. And
Leo's food prep.
Yeah, food prep.
That featured a lot. And do you know what? Like, Leo, I think, has had a bit of a like rough year in that respect. Although, because I think he's been not Taoiseach, he's been slightly like out of the limelight.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't do his social media very well, does he?
No,
it's like, it's just something just so cringe. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just. And
he could do it like a personal assistant that is
just someone to do with social media.
Somebody that he can tell their thoughts to, and then them go, here, don't say that.
Do you think, though, maybe that people like. Do you think maybe they're the people that are in government? They're just not really cool. They're always the swats in school, let's be real.
Yeah.
They're always the people that were like, I'd say, wore glasses running for the bus. They were always those people.
It doesn't feel like they understand when they say something how that could be received by someone who has a very different life to them.
It's kind of, it's really lack of awareness. Yeah. It's so like, but I think that's politicians in general, because they just see everything kind of like logistically, and they're not actually seeing what people are experiencing in day-to-day life. And I think that's probably why we are so fucking raging with the politicians, because they're not relatable. Uh-huh. And even in that context, that's not relatable.
Right. There was also a lot of references, by the way, to the video and the person that took the video of Leo. And like, I have, obviously that wasn't cool. However, I don't know the person. That person clearly deleted it, felt like they made a mistake, maybe when it was pointed out to them. So I kind of don't want to focus on that, because I feel like that's probably been a lot of...
It's very negative as well, isn't it?
And I don't think that person needs that either.
That video brings out... I don't know if they realised what they were doing at the time, but that video brought us so much homophobia.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just...
I think we should give them the benefit of doubt and think that they probably didn't realise. Like how many times do we put up a tweet and one person sees it, and then all of a sudden someone sees like 100?
But also, I just think it's weird. If you're videotaping anybody kissing somebody or having a moment, is just creepy.
Yeah.
Like, what is going through your fucking head?
I agree.
Like, in some weird way, you were thinking... this is gas, or you were waiting for that moment. I think it's fucking weird.
It is. It's not cool, but I'm guessing a lot of people have been on that person heavily. Like,
well, now we are as well. Weirdo. Yeah. There you go. it is fucking weird.
No, it is.
So let me see. Did you know it's featured very heavily?
Go on.
is Enoch Burke.
I only got one.
Oh, I got lots.
Yeah.
I got lots. Enoch Burke, for those who don't know, is this primary school teacher in...
A strong contender, by the way.
Yes, very. In Mayo, considering how many I got, who basically refused to address a trans student by their pronouns or their chosen pronouns. Mm-hmm. And he refused to on his Christian beliefs. And there was caused all kinds of uproar. If you're in the UK and you probably haven't heard this story, he caused all kinds of uproar. And the principal told him to basically kind of suspended him, and he was basically told not to approach the school, but he kept turning up to insist on teaching.
Wow.
And the guards, the police here basically were like, no, and he ended up breaking a restraining order, going, and then was taken into custody and then ended up in prison. And he's been in prison now for like a couple of months now, and he was supposed to be getting out for Christmas if he agreed to stay away, but he was still refusing.
Wow.
So he's in prison now for Christmas.
Yeah.
So he just will not, and he's like, he's basically just been a martyr for Christianity and da da da.
Yeah.
And he refuses. Like, it's become just such a big circus of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So much horridness is hidden behind Christianity.
I know.
Like, when you see what is coming at people through the guise of Christianity or religion in general, they all need to get fucked. They're focusing on the wrong thing, and instead they're also hiding.
Well, it's total hypocrisy. All
their people,
like,
are doing.
How can you be a good Christian but yet be so hurtful and vile to somebody? Like, it's a complete contradiction in itself. When Christianity is supposed to be about being kind and showing compassion and love, but yet they can't do that at all, because it's just, and that to me is a complete bullshit. So anyone who fucking goes in there, I think it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, they're so stupid. Like, I was at mass yesterday. Not like just mass. I was actually at a funeral
for someone else.
And I was just very aware of, like, the generations that were there. Like, I didn't know any of the prayers, didn't know any of the responses. And it's very, like, cult-like. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're, like, see people come. But that's that's just how it kind of is. Do you know? It's like, but it's, but what was nice about that was, like, there was an essence of the person there, where it's not just like, where if you're going to mass regularly, it's just it's empty words.
Yeah.
It's empty words where it's like, you know.
It's chanting,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, it's a bit culty.
Yeah, fully. And then out comes the collection basket.
Literally. Or sure,
I don't know. I mean, there was no collection at the funeral that I was at, but I was half waiting for the credit card machine to start rocking around.
But so Enoch Burke, he's a featured very heavily, and I have to say he's up there, but I've my own thoughts of that as well.
I'm going to do a live one for a second. Thomas O'Neill said, people hockeying, it's really hard not to do hockeying with doing a noise of hockeying, by the way. Yeah. People hockeying up phlegm in the toilets and out their car windows. Honestly, turns my stomach to even think about it. Disgusting.
I never spit.
Waste that whatnot.
Oh my god.
I don't spit. I have noticed that if I'm mouldy drunk, sometimes I start spitting, but I think that might be related to there's a vomit coming soon. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, you know me and the vomit.
Yours comes no warning, bitch.
I know.
Oh, ooh, can we tell that story on the Patreon?
Okay. I always get stung with a vomit.
There's a really good Davina vomiting story that we're going to share on the Patreon. A heavier one. McGregor coming for PJ Gallagher.
Oh my
He's
God.
A rotten egg. Louise Murphy sent that in.
Oh, well, I have to say, I love PJ Gallagher.
You really do?
I really do. And you know, he has always been so nice. Anytime I've ever met him, like, he's so lovely.
Yeah.
And I remember when lockdown first started, I don't know how we ended up kind of DMing, just like chatting, and I said, oh my god, PJ, I said, would you ever come on our podcast? And he said, yeah, absolutely, no problem. And he said, but his mom was really sick at the time. He's like, I'm caring for my mom, so I couldn't be available. And I was like, at first of all, I just thought it was really sweet that he was looking after his mom.
Yeah.
And he was just so polite, so lovely. And then to hear that he went through all that stuff with mental health, and then to see someone like Conor McGregor, it's like, I don't even know where to start with that situation, because there's so much that goes unsaid, and people are, I don't even want to get into it, because he's very tit for tat.
Yeah. I think actually what we all could do with is, there's so many people who were rallying around him, supporting him, going to go
there's
on
no
the champ.
There's no humbleness there. No humbleness. There's no, I am Ireland. You're a very small percentage of Ireland. Yeah. And most Irish people are fucking sound. And you just seem to be getting worse and worse. And just because you have money, he typically thinks he can do what he wants.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that's what seems to be happening.
Yeah.
But what more is, we all need to actually step away from that. Stop supporting. From I hear that, from people that like whiskey, they say that whiskey is piss, by the way, as well. That he's selling the expensive, I don't even know what it's called.
But when do you ever see him supporting anything that's not himself?
Yeah.
A lot of them in that family just support themselves. You don't see them ever actually kind of doing anything for any good causes, or they're not ever supporting the LGBT community, or they're not supporting, it's just all Mayfainers.
Mm.
And that says a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing PJ went through it because Twitter is fucking vile when things go that way. Okay, we got lots of the World Cup to be in.
Yes, a lot of FIFA. Yeah, FIFA's also, why was it in Qatar? So stupid.
Money,
of course.
Money makes the world turn.
But listen, I hate football at the best times. I just hate it even more. So,
Elon Musk. Jack Fitz coaching, said Elon Musk, and lots of other people said it too. Very valid. I mean, he did a poll. I don't know. Did you see this? Should I resign? And I voted yes.
Yes.
So it won. Yes won. But did he resign, or is he just going to ignore it?
Oh, I think, I don't know. Who knows? Let me see. Oh, yes. Here, I've got a lot of this as well. This is one of my favorites. This is up there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Helen McEntee.
Oh my God, that's my next one too.
Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the woman who pops out more babies than fucking sister wives or fucking the octo mom, fucking Helen McEntee, Minister of Justice, who's still on maternity leave, by the way. Still on maternity leave. Don't know who's even covering her. Nothing's fucking going on. Nothing's getting changed. She got an award, Woman of the Year, or something like that.
Okay.
I was like, are they having a fucking laugh?
Oh God.
Her a fucking award. Helen McEntee, Minister of Justice, as I say in Mariah Carey's song, get off your fucking hole and make our streets safe again.
I mean, she was not the only politician. We're also the Jane said.
Can I just share a story on her? Yeah. I don't know if I shared this before, but I ran into her in Chopped.
Oh.
She was buying it. She was getting a salad. This is obviously she was.
I remember you saying this, yeah.
I ran into her and she was vile to the staff.
Ugh.
Vile. And it was during COVID when everyone had to wear masks and I was standing behind her in the queue and I was kind of squinting because I was trying to look at the menu. And she was glaring at me like I was gonna rob her handbag or something. And she kept looking back over her shoulder at me and I was just like, who the fuck? I was like, I recognize her. And then your one goes, the staff were like, are you Helen? Oh yeah. And she was fucking vile to them. And she was grabbing her. I was like, she's a dog.
Yeah. Okay. And Norma Foley also got a
Norma Foley
shout out.
Norma Foley looks a little bit like a waxwork. Doesn't she?
Well, from the Dublin Wax Museum?
Yeah, very not. Unfinished.
The original JD said homophobes thinking they have the right to define what a homophobic attack is or abuse towards gay people. So, I mean, obviously this has been a big year for so much shit happening on the street.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Let me see.
Nicole Page said, drink caps on all-inclusive holidays. Only 6 drinks a day? Bitch.
Oh yeah, that's actually really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's kind of it. I have to say, a lot of the Rodders this year people were raging.
Raging.
Hang on, here's a kind of one. The politician who cancelled the crib at the Mansion House.
Oh my God.
The crib. And remember they tried to bring it into Stephen's Green with because it wouldn't have live animals.
Yeah.
First off, who's come to that fucking crib?
Yeah. Yeah. So far.
Also, I went to that Dublin Wild Lights. Did you go to that in Merrion Square?
No, I did not. My sister went, she didn't raid it, so.
No, not great.
Okay, I'm going to just see.
Oh, I got that one as well. Drinks caps on all-inclusive holidays.
Someone's really annoyed.
No one's fuming with those drinks caps.
Okay, so Fergal McDade said, I know it might sound awful to say, but I'm sick of hearing about the cost of every. So I think that's related to people moaning about
cost of living.
Cost of living, yeah.
There's an awful lot of serious ones, isn't there?
These are good though. It's the Carter Show said mullets and then loads of laughing emojis. Clearly hates them. Giza Laurie said
Pixie
Pixie mullet. excuse me, Ghislaire said, that weird little choker that Britney wore getting married rotted me.
Oh yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
So good. Said, Eamon Holmes said, sexist, misogynist, horrible, Ruth should leave him. I mean, I don't know a lot about that, to be honest.
I'm going to be controversial. I actually quite like Ruth and Eamon.
I like Ruth, and I love when is a Hunsnet or something. They love showing clips of Ruth. Yeah, and, like, she's showing off. Does she have a clothing range or something?
Yeah, she has her on QVC. I quite like Eamon and Ruth. Like, I don't really see them separate, but I like the way he was kind of raging when they got rid of them, and then he was like bitching about them.
Yeah, you won't be raging them. He put loads of time into that. This is a good one. Luke Donegan said, being the only fag in Dublin not to receive a Christmas card from Lavender. Lavender, who listens, has been very ill, so she's on the mend. So shout out to her. But Luke is not impressed, bitch.
She's actually going to be at my show on Thursday, so if you want to get her, Luke, she'll be there.
The Tone Deaf said, Roni, the whole new cast. I want Countess back. I want Sonia back.
Yeah, I'm not into the... I want Legacy or nothing at all.
Devon Diva said, my IBS. Let me see. Chris Monaghan said, James Corden, this year and every year, he's such a prick. Get him off the telly
he's
now.
He's Jess Glynn territory, isn't he?
Definitely. Maura Dara said, I didn't like that pick of Kylie with McGregor. But to be clear, Kylie is not a rotter, Maura Dara said. Dave Delahunty said, Mary Lou.
Oh, and Dave Delahunty also said, Helen McAtee. So Dave must be just going through the politicians.
Armored Rose said, people who are born and raised in Ireland developing American accents makes my ears bleed.
Yes. Well, we've had that before. Mm-hmm. And we've also had it with English accents. You're over in the UK on a day trip to just buy some duty free booze, and you come home and you're talking 100%. Like, all right, darling.
Okay, let me see. R.S. Blackstone, she sent me one. She said, people that use humans as a pronoun. That's my rotter of the year. Oh. I was like, okay, that's McCormick 4887 said, having to buy €7 pints all year because this stupid costs a living. Amanda Spite said, the Tories, because we do have lots of UK listeners, so I'm sure that is appealing to lots of you. And then Brian McGram said, wild delivery drivers always coming close to knocking me down. Hello, Green Man, aka crossing the street. Craig Jordan said, fucking Dublin buses, everything about them. The timetables being fucking arseways, with times being fucking cramped up to the smelliest cunt ever. Just a nightmare altogether. And then the last one is by Avril. Constant color-coded weather updates. It's weather. It's uncontrollable. Get over it. Or at least make them interesting. Example, grey weather warning. Lads in grey tracksuit bottoms weather. I do have some voice note ones to do. I've got three. One is by Sonia from The Real Housewives. We actually ordered some others, but they haven't shown up yet.
Okay.
So if they do, they'll be over on our Patreon. We're hoping to hear from one of our faves, Heather MacDonald, about what her Rotter of the Year is, and also Amanda Lepore.
Oh, fabulous.
Okay, so we're going to kick things off with some of these voice notes. So our first Rotter of the Year from one of our friends is by Rebecca de Havilland. Here we go, Rebecca.
Here's one of my Rotters of the Year. It really gets on my nerves. Well, actually, I have two. So the first one is people that wear rucksacks on their back on public transport, like the Lewis, like the Underground. And then they turn around and they whack you with it and they knock you for six. That really pisses me off big time. Number two.
Oh.
Cycling on footpaths really gets on my TITS because they're called sidewalks, they're called footpaths. And as far as I remember, that they actually made bicycle lanes on the road for bicycles, and yet people are whizzing by on the footpath. That really, really gets on my TITS.
TITS.
I love it. And she also then texts me going, saying, I'm such a granny. Lol. Okay. Next one is going to be from our Northern Irish sister, Blue Hydrangea. One second.
Well, what's the crack? Blue Hydrangea here. My biggest rotter of 2022 is early freaking mornings. You know me, I'm a drag queen, and We are creatures, trolls of the night. Absolutely no getting up early for me. No, thank you. But love you, Victoria and Davina. Happy New Year. And here's to 2023. Let's get fingered, babes. Yes.
So you, I mean, but you hate early mornings. The only way you're going to see you in the early mornings is if you're still fucking out.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is by Ariana Grinder.
My roar of the year is before and after pictures. Oh my God, I feel terrible. I want to be supportive and I want to congratulate you. But if you're showing me two pictures that look exactly the same, if you lost 29.5 million stone and got 4 facelifts, someone needs to tell the photographer because he's not showing anyone the results. I'm sorry. Sorry. Merry Clipmas. Oh.
I am so on board with that one. Like, I've said, that's been one of our writers before, but you can't tell which is the before or after. And the next one is from our little Manchester sister, Ginger Hunter.
Hi, girls. Long time listener, first time caller. My writer of the year is TikToks, but not the app. Like, the people that send endless boring bullshit TikToks to the group chat and to my inbox and text them to me. Like, I just don't care. I'm not going to fucking watch them. I don't give a flying fuck what's going on TikTok or Reels. Stop sending them to me.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, there's a few people that do that to me on Instagram.
Just a link, don't explain it. Ugh. Like, if there's a context to it, I don't mind. But if it's just constant links, no thanks.
Okay, and last but not least, we have the lovely Sonia. Now, Sonia is from Real Housewives of New York. I had to try and explain to her what a rotter was for a start. So I have told her that it is a something that really irritates you.
I'm sorry, can I just say her name is Sonia?
Oh, sorry, it is Sonia. You're right.
I hate people doing that name. Sonia. Yeah, it's like, Sonia Jackson. It's like when you're called Maura Jara.
Maura.
Myra.
No, Moira.
No, Moira.
Moira.
Yeah, it's Maura.
Sonia was our favorite when we met her BravoCon. Now, she did refer to us as pretty little things and not petty little things, but
which she was wearing glasses at the time.
Yes.
Well, hello, pretty little things. Victoria and Davina, I met at BravoCon. They are over the top fabulous. And you know, I love a good drag queen. They just cheer me up so much and inspire me. And I know they're Irish. And they met Lou, so they're ready for our spinoff because they know all about it. They got the 411. And what has irritated me in 2022? Oh, so many things. My allergies have been worse than ever. And if you don't suffer from allergies, the other thing that's bothered me very much is every time you go out, you catch something. And you know me, I'm always out in the public. I told you guys that day. I told Victoria and Davina that day. You know, if I get too close to people, I'll either get strep throat, the flu, God knows. Anyhow, good luck with the podcast. And I also don't like guys that want to do deep kissing, you know, right away. It's like, if you're just like, for sex, you know, just let's just have sex. But if I love you and I want a future with you, which is rarely, then I like to start with slow kissing. Just the way life is, isn't it? I'm not going to kiss somebody I'm not intimate with. I know Andy Cohen always says, but what does that mean? If you're having sex, that's not intimate. I don't think I need to explain to you guys. Big kisses.
What a cutie.
That's so good. And she's so right. Yeah. I get the kissing thing.
Do you get the kissing thing?
Yeah,
I love a kiss.
Because I think I wouldn't be kissing on the mouth all the time.
No?
No, I wouldn't. Because I think kissing is more intimate than
other
sex.
Bits?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel very strongly about that.
Yeah, she looks gorgeous.
I wouldn't be kissing anyone.
The full actual visual videos over on our Patreon. Okay, and here's another one from one half of everyone's favorite power couple, aka I'm Grandmam. This one is from PJ Kirby.
Okay, so my rotter of the year also kind of just outs me as another gay who can't drive right, but is the fact that you can't use contactless cards to pay for the bus over here. Like, the amount of times when I first moved here, right, where I'd get on the bus, I wouldn't have my leap card on me, and I'd have no change, obviously, because who carries cash? And then the whole bus is staring at me, and I'm mortified because they're like, girl, if you're broke, just tell us, you know? And then sometimes the bouncer would leave you on, and you'd be like, oh my God, a week for you. But then other times, they kind of take pleasure in throwing you off if they're having a bad day and they need someone to take it out on, and then you have to do like a walk of shame back onto the street. So in 2023, were either petitioning the government to make the buses contactless, or were learning how to drive. The gays will have to learn how to drive. But I think the former is obviously more plausible. So yeah, get on board, sign the petition, link in bio.
That's the end of all our rudders. I've written down who I think has made it into the top, and then we need to pick a winner.
I actually have some video rudders as well, so we'll put them on. We'll do a montage and put them over in the Patreon.
Good. Okay, so I think our tops are David Beckham, Enoch, Leo's food prep really was in there. What's your feels?
To be honest, I'm really leaning towards Enoch Burke.
I feel like
it's such a bigger conversation, and I feel like this year, especially, I think for kind of trans and non-binary people, I think they've just been through an awful lot this year, and I feel like that just is, and we need to go into 2023 not having the types of Enoch Brooks. I'm not down for that. I think that's more important. Leo kind of had it last year. I'm bored of Leo.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah,
and David Beckham is vapid.
Yeah,
so
he's really shown the world.
Yeah,
where he lies now.
Vapid spice.
Yeah, so I think that means our official rudder of the year is
Enoch Burke. Well, come here, listen. Happy Christmas. Enjoy your Christmas in Mount Joy, Enoch. Mm. If you're listening, I know you're listening to, because you know they always listen.
Oh, they listen.
They listen.
Do they listen?
Oh, they're probably hearing fucking voices now, bro. Oh, God. Fucking nutcase.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for you. Like, honestly, we had so many rotters. We're happy that you get to leave all those rotters in 2022 and enter 2023 fresh. We're going to head over to our Patreon right now where you can catch our bonus episode called Extra Little Things. It's going to be all about New Year's.
New Year, New Me.
New Year, New Me. Yeah, all of that. What we're hoping to do, what rots us that people say they're going to do, and just talk about the few highlights of this year. You guys, thank you so much for all the support in the podcast. Absolutely. It means the world to Davina.
It does. It really does mean the world to me. Going into 23 with Davina D, it's going to be epic.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you at the Apprentice final if you're there later on tonight. But until next time, we'll see you in 2023 and stay. Mm-hmm.
Have a petty Christmas.
Petty. Oh, kisses. Kisses on the face.
A petty New Year. And a petty New Year.
Deep kissing. Lots of deep kissing.
Oh, gross.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.